Yud Dalet Siv Dalet Muta Litil Talis Chaveru Levochaleh Bilvad Sheikapel Oisa Imotza Mekupelis. One can take a friend's talis without asking permission and also make a brach on it. The idea behind this is that we assume that a person would be happy that you do a mitzvah with his articles as long as he doesn't lose out. So as long as you fold it back up and you don't take it at a time that he's going to need it, then there's no tzikhesel. And the Mechaber says you can make a bracha. Now this is a very big chiddush. You can make a bracha because even though you have permission, but to say that if there's enough das to make a kinyan that it should become yours, atonim nas lahachzeh, that is not so poshut, and therefore Mishabru brings from the Paiskim that it's better not to make a bracha on it. Just take it without having kavanah to be kain it and wear it. Who had in betfilin, one is allowed to also take a pair of tefillin that's in the base medrash. Once again, provided that he do it in a fashion that the Baal HaBayis will not be affected by it. Avol also lilmed misvom shel chaveru b'loy daitu d'chashinu shem yikro isam b'limuda. A sefer of somebody else you cannot use without explicit permission, because that you can cause damage while you're learning from it. So you have to get permission. The ma'isa today, there are some poskim that say that today that's it's very easy to get new sfarim and the cheap, etc. It is permitted, but one should try to avoid relying on that heter and ask permission from the one who belongs to.